Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And on behalf of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch from the Bishop Media Sports Network, happy 2024, our first show of the year, and this is going to be the standard show.
Happy 2024.
Standard bearer show.
There you go.
Yeah, happy 2024. Hope you had a good 2023 and that your 2024 is way better. So today when I was sitting in makeup before we came to the show.
Sitting in makeup. Okay, go ahead. Sitting in makeup.
I don't know what's so funny about that.
Brother's not working.
when I was sitting in makeup today. The lady that normally does my makeup before we start the show, which, by the way, Kip Branch never shows up for the makeup session, just letting you know.
I mean, I don't really need it. I mean,
A lot of improvement.
Nobody's taking my man card. I'm fine just the way I am.
I got a hard man card, too.
Okay. Not to be putting on powder.
Anyway, the point I'm making is the girl that normally does my makeup made a comment to me that I wasn't aware of. And she said that our listeners fell into two different categories. And I said, really? She said, yes. There are the Bishopites, which largely outnumbers the other one. The other one is the Branchians, or are the Branchians. Mm. So this was news to me. So if you're listening to the show or watching the show, we've got Bishopites, that's us, and then you've got those other guys that don't really see things the way we do, the Branchians.
See things the way you do. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, we see things differently. Obviously, you're from the video game generation. I'm from, hardcore.
In 1982.
Hardcore football fans that actually watch and study the game and don't look at things from a PlayStation perspective.
One day I hope that you can let 1982 go. I really do.
I didn't say anything about 1982.
I know you didn't.
I said video game generation. That's you.
I'm just saying the folks that listen to our show, they'll understand, especially the Bishopites.
Yeah.
They'll understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, speaking of folks that just don't get it. All right. So you go in the Orange Bowl and all we hear heading into the Orange Bowl out of your fan base is, oh, we've got 22 players not playing. Oh, we've got 14 starters that aren't going to be on the field. Oh, we're just not going to be the same team. Our starting quarterback, our backup is transferred out. Starters injured. Blah, 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 blah. You roll out on the field basically with the team that you're going to have next year, and you get trounced by 60.
You get boat raced. I mean, I was at the game. I was an observer at the game. I had on all my Georgia gear, and I was a magnet for Florida State fans to sit there and say, we should have been in the playoff. We should have been this. We should have been that. And it got to the point where I said, look here, man. There was this one dude sitting about probably 10 feet from us, and he was popping off every time Georgia scored a touchdown. And I finally...
He popped off a lot.
He was popping off about opt-outs. That was a favorite word. Cheated. There were shirts down there saying that they were cheated. And it got to the point where I finally said, look here, Chief. I called him a Chief because, Chief Osceola. I said, look here, Chief. When it's all said and done, go home, watch the game on replay, look in the mirror, and blame it on the committee because they served you up to a bunch of pissed off Georgia Bulldogs and you paid the price.
That's a fact. So, but my point is, 60 points. You get beat by 60 points. And, yeah, you have 22 players not playing, 14 starters, on and on and on. And I get it. You know, your starting running back's not there. Your second-string quarterback who won you the ACC title game is not there. Your number one receiver, not there. So, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, Florida State fans, but here's the cold reality. Those 14 starters, those 22 players that didn't play, they're not worth 60 points.
I got it. Well, here, you know, since I come to this show and I do my homework.
Okay.
Okay. After Georgia's.
I thought you might turn over a new leaf for 2024. I mean, same old tricks. I see.
I do my work. I do my homework. Okay. Georgia, you know, went down there. Carson Beck played the first half, put on a baseball cap, and was.
The whole second half.
Instagramming or whatever, eating chicken wings, whatever they were doing on the sidelines over there. And here's some stats for you. Second half. When Georgia was playing their walk-ons like Cash Jones and Jackson Muschamp and people like that, Georgia scored 21 points and totaled 290 yards after the starters were taken out of the Orange Bowl. Florida State scored 0 points and totaled 44 yards after Georgia's starters were taken out.
And those are the Florida State starters, probably majority of them for next season. Those are the guys that are going to be on the field.
So you're sitting here telling me that you don't have any pride as a program. You're sitting here getting boat raced 42-3 at the half. You go into halftime and you come back out and all you can muster is 44 yards of offense in the second half against Georgia's whatever, you know, I heard the term down there, we're playing our scrubs. Well, you know what? Kirby Smart recruits. Don't get mad because Kirby Smart is the best outside of Nick Saban in the country at roster management. Mm-hmm. Don't get mad at him because he's great at it. Get better at it, Florida State.
Mm. So you get beat by 60.
Right.
And you know, like I'm friends with a couple of Florida State fans. And
they've,
you know,
been a salty bunch.
Man, that's all I heard going into the game. And, you know, and I said this as well. This was a no-win situation for Georgia. Because if you lose the game, then it's, oh, well, Florida State beat you with all of these players not playing, so they definitely should have been in the playoff. And then if Georgia wins the game, it's, well, you should have won that game because Florida State didn't have all their players. So, I mean, there's no winning situation here for Georgia. You know, and I had this conversation with somebody else that was a Florida State fan this past week, and after Georgia won the game, and he said, well, I thought you said that was a no-win situation for Georgia. And I said, well, it still was, but granted – I didn't anticipate Georgia scoring 63 points on a Division I ACC winner.
Here's the reality of the situation, all right? If Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game, Florida State gets in as the 4 seed, okay?
All right.
They would have faced Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and the result of that game, loaded FSU, loaded Georgia, would have been 38-17.
And that's really fair because I said this. Even with Jordan Travis at quarterback, Florida State, you still would have gotten beat by 2-3 touchdowns.
So we'd be sitting here looking at a Georgia-Washington national championship game and nobody to blame but the Georgia Bulldogs. You had it in front of you, just couldn't get it done when you needed to.
I saw a thing on Facebook that said anticipating what the line would have been if Georgia had gotten in and played in the national championship game, and they would have been 2-point favorites over Michigan, who is favored over Washington.
Right. I mean, there's nobody in the country that would be favored against the Georgia Bulldogs right now in college football. No team.
No. No, so the whole point, and I said this in the pre-show meeting. I said, hey, look, when we walked in and Kip and I sat down with the producers, we said, look, whatever it is we talk about today, that's fine. You know, we'll discuss it here in the pregame. But segment one, we're discussing Florida State.
Let's discuss the state of Florida, okay?
Well.
I mean, you got Florida State getting boat raced. UCF lost to Georgia Tech. Miami lost to Rutgers.
Oh, commercial.
And then Florida didn't even make a bowl game.
He said UCF commercial.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some big news from around South Georgia. Former Auburn Tiger defensive back and Frederick Academy standout Jalen Simpson has declared for the NFL draft. Former Brunswick High Pirate linebacker Devin Smith committed to Kentucky on National Signing Day. Camden County Wildcat Nigel Cooper committed to Appalachian State. And Camden Wildcat Jamarly Riddle signed with East Carolina. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. All your local sports teams in one place, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts began as the side business for Tim Clapp, and he did such a good job, the word kept spreading and the business kept growing, and now it's here full time. Golden Coast Golf Carts. Pick up and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341, the old Alpha Motors lot, online at goldencoastgolfcarts.com, or give them a call at 912-275-7725.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now let's talk a little bit about where college football is headed.
That's one of my favorite Bon Jovi songs, by the way.
Stop, man. Stop. You insult listeners.
I just want to give praise to okay. John Bon Jovi, man. It's a good song.
You insult listeners,
they
man.
Somebody just redid that song, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, see, people... People don't fall into these little mind games that you try to play, man. Sitting here, whatever.
The Bishopites know that I don't play mind games.
Okay.
The Bishopite Army.
Where is college football headed?
Well, we've talked about this ad nauseum on this show. So, you know, let's just...
Where is it headed?
It's going to be the Big Ten and the SEC left standing in a decade. All the other conferences will go away. The major conferences will go away. And then, you know, to your point, which you've said many times, and I agree with you, you know, it's basically going to be an NFL model, AFC, NFC, Big Ten, SEC.
24, 28 teams per conference. Everybody else plays in a different league.
And they'll re-
Semi-pro?
And I think they'll, yeah, you know, kind of like an FCS.
Premier League soccer, bottom three in each conference get relegated down.
Yeah, they probably won't do that, but, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's. I mean, that's where we're heading, and you know, the Big 12. And I've said this before: the only way that that doesn't happen, the Big 12 is actually the hinge point. If the Big 12 can manage to win to have a team from their conference win a national championship in the next 3 years,
who?
Well, that's my point. But if they can manage to have a team win a national championship in football in the next 3 years, then I think that there's a chance that they do survive and certainly delay the inevitable if they do win one. But if they don't, like I said, within 5 to 10 years, you've got the Big Ten and the SEC.
Pac-12's down to two teams now. Who are about to get absorbed by the Mountain West.
Yeah, you know, there was some legal – I was following a legal case about that, and they're not going to actually get absorbed. by the Mountain West. They're going to remain I guess they're going to rename it the Pac-2, but they're going to remain Pacific Athletic Coast teams. And from what I'm understanding, they will play in the Mountain West. They'll play a Mountain West schedule this coming season. But while that's happening, they're going to be attempting to recruit teams to come over to the Pacific Athletic Coast Conference.
So you're just going to be the Pac Mountain West Conference?
Well, I mean, again, I don't know. I don't really know how all that works, but
Fresno State, welcome to the Pac, whatever, the Pac Mountain West.
I think they may go after, you know, some. They've got to get their television situation straight, that's for sure. But I think if they're capable of having some type of money, you know, I'm looking at teams like Conference USA and, you know, the AAC, which we talk about a lot on the show. You know, you let your breath out, but where else are they going to go? You know, they've still got the moniker for the Pacific Athletic Coast Conference. And all of the branding that goes with that and the prestige of that. And so now they want to rebuild that brand, and so they've got to have teams. So where do you get them from?
The teams you build it with are gone. And we're sitting here trying to have a serious football conversation, and you take every opportunity to insert terms like AAC. Man, stop.
I am having a serious football conversation.
Stop. Stop.
That's where they're going to get their teams, man. Like you're
AAC.
You're trying to be cute and funny, but really, that's where they're going to have to go. They're going to have to go to the AAC and the Sun Belt.
There's no TV draws there. It's about TV.
I'm not arguing with you here. It's a bad option, but it's the only option. You know, because you can't pull teams from the ACC. The Big Ten and the SEC teams aren't going anywhere. The Big 12 has a better television contract than you, so that's not happening. So the only other option is, you know, and you're right, they probably will go after some of the Mountain West teams, but, you know, you're going to have to get some other teams from other places too.
Big Ten, SEC, break away from the NCAA, the toothless NCAA, where they're a selective enforcement model. Break away, form your own governing body, and say the heck with everybody else.
I just don't know how many times we're going to talk about this on the show.
Just heck with everybody else. The heck with the Pac Mountain West. The heck with the Big 12. Just form your own college football association and see where the chips fall.
It seems like every week you bring this up, though.
I mean, it's an interesting topic.
I mean, I agree with you. It's just I don't know how many times we have to say it every week.
I mean, that's why you're not a diehard football fan. And on Saturdays, you're sitting here calling and texting people talking about Memphis and SMU and the dreaded UCF word. I mean, that's what you do.
I'm just telling you, we've talked about this. What I want to do is I wanted to talk about the college football playoff, but since you've
– Talk
the,
about
the championship.
It.
Well, now we only got like 3 minutes left in the segment because you ate like 7 minutes of that.
We still got three more
with
segments.
With stuff that you've been talking about since October.
Michigan's going to win the national championship. They're a team of destiny.
No, they're not. They're not winning. Washington's going to win that game.
Okay.
Write that down. And here's why. When Alabama and Michigan squared off, Michigan was capable of covering Alabama's receivers one-on-one for the most part, which allowed Michigan to be able to slow down Alabama's running game because Alabama's receivers aren't good enough to get open down the field, which, you know, I don't understand. I'll get into that conversation about that SEC title game another day, or another time, maybe later in the show. But my point is Alabama had their receivers covered one-on-one for the most part down the field by Michigan one-on-one, and it allowed Michigan to stop Alabama's running game. It made Milroe a lot less dynamic in that football game, and he made some mistakes, and you saw it. Here's why they're not going to win. They can't do that against Washington. They can't cover Washington's receivers one-on-one. They're going to have to get some help. They're going to have the safeties. They're going to have case safeties over the top. They're going to have to double cover some guys. They're going to have to drop back into zone. And so what that means is that Washington's going to be able to run the football, especially later in the football game when they need to. That's why Washington wins the game, because Michigan can't cover Washington's receivers like they did Alabama's, and that allows Washington to run the football.
Michigan is built like Alabama. Michigan is built like Georgia from the inside out. One day you're going to understand what that concept means.
Have your phone on you.
One day you're going to understand what that means to you. Physically, Washington's not going to match up with Michigan. Physically, they're not. And that's going to be the difference in the football game.
Oh, boy.
Washington Penix, he's a great quarterback. But he's going to be running for his life next Monday night. I mean, you get caught up again. The video game.
This is sad.
You got the video game mentality. You can sit there and push buttons, and quarterbacks just sit back there and pat the ball, and they throw to wide open receivers.
2024 first show. I'm already aggravated.
The scoreboards just lighten up because you're from the, you know, video game generation. Michigan is more physical than Washington, and it will show up Monday night.
Holy cow. I'm not saying that Michigan isn't better in the lines of scrimmages. I'm not saying that. That's not what
That's
I said.
That's where football games are won.
Once again, you took something that I didn't say and turned it into something that I said. That's not what I said.
You said.
Do I think Michigan can pressure Penix? Sure. Do I think that they're going to get some sacks? Sure. Do I think that early on Michigan will have a decent job of stopping the running game against Washington? Sure. But at the end of the day, when Washington starts ripping off 15, 18, 22-yard gains down the field every time Penix has time to throw the football, they're going to have to adjust. And when they do, that's the end of it for Michigan, because then Washington will start running the football.
You would agree that Jalen Milroe is a better running quarterback than Michael Penix. Would you agree to that? But Penix is a better thrower? Right? Would you agree with that?
Say it again.
Jalen Milroe is a better running quarterback than Michael Penix is. I mean, that's pretty obvious if you watch the football.
Jalen Milroe is better at making plays off script than Michael Penix is with his legs.
Off script meaning when the pocket breaks down and things like that. So you would agree that Milroe is a better athlete than Michael Penix. Yes or no?
I mean, I don't know what athleticism has to do with this conversation, but if you want to say who's a better athlete out of Penix Jr. and Jalen Milroe, I mean, sure. I guess it's Jalen Milroe who's more athletic.
Who's a better runner?
Again, you're doing this. I'm asking you a question.
You don't want the answer because
you're asking semantic.
You know where it's
I just answered this question.
Okay.
I just answered, and then you asked me the same exact question.
I'm assuming that you're saying that Milroe is a better runner. Well, Milroe ran for his life last week.
That he did.
He ran for his life, got sacked, what, 6 or 7 times?
And the Alabama offensive line played horribly.
I mean, Michigan may have been – Michigan was more physical than Alabama.
Are you honestly going to sit here and tell me that you believe that Michigan's offensive line and defensive lines were more physical in the Alabama game than Georgia was in the SEC title? Are you telling me Michigan's a more physical football team than the Georgia Bulldogs? Is that what you're sitting here saying?
They were.
Fast fire pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy discount Tuesday. Student discount day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
2023 has come and gone, and we all look forward to a great 2024. Cunningham Jewelers would like to say thank you to all of our valued friends and customers that made 2023 a banner year. We wish you all a great and prosperous 2024. We look forward to seeing you again and helping you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite, fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcias.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
They're going to throw the ball all over the field on Michigan.
We'll see.
Yes, correct.
We shall see.
And now it is time that I reluctantly turn the show over to Kip Branch for his butthurt segment, which is pretty popular, actually. People
yeah,
like
it's
this.
It's pretty popular. Butthurt list, college football bowl edition.
Oh, okay.
Of the butthurt list this week.
Is this interactive?
Of course it is. It's always interactive.
Well, there have been times you've told me it's not.
I mean, I tell you the parameters of what not to insert and what you can insert. So, you know, as long as you follow the parameters in my segment, then we're okay.
UCF.
Those are the parameters that you don't go. See, there you go. You're trying to hijack my segment already. I haven't even got started. Number five on the butthurt list this week, the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Okay.
Garbage. I mean, will Penn State ever have a quarterback?
They're going to be really good this year, this coming year.
We hear that every year. Then they turn around and lose to Michigan, Ohio State, and they get exposed like they did in bowl season against Ole Miss, and then score a couple of garbage time touchdowns to make the score look respectable.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ole Miss dominated them.
Ole Miss beat the brakes off of Penn State, and it was a blowout from the start. And it's just like Penn State, James Franklin, is he ever going to get over the hump at Penn State?
I think this is a big year for him. I think this is the hot seat year. Do it or move on.
I mean, you got an expanded conference coming. You got Southern Cal, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon coming in. I mean, those are teams that probably come in with a better seat at the table than Penn State right now, don't you think?
I think
USC and Washington definitely, and Oregon.
I think Penn State's going to win a national championship next year.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're just trying to hijack the segment.
I'm not trying to hijack your segment. I'm just telling you, I think they're that good.
Who's going to be quarterback? They're boring. There's no imagination on that football team. They don't have playmakers. They think they can just line up and run the ball right up the center's butt like Jalen Milroe on fourth and three, and they think they can just will themselves to a win over you. Not working. Penn State, butthurt list. Number four on the butthurt list, the Florida State Seminoles. We covered them in the first segment.
At length.
at length. I mean, what else is there to say? Florida State, I mean, you got, you know, Florida State fans get salty when you mention the word culture.
Oh, man.
They get salty when you mention the word culture.
That was a buzzword on Facebook a lot this past week, wasn't it?
When you say culture right now to a Florida State fans, we're not talking about Boy George and Culture Club. They're talking, they just get salty.
That's a great 80s reference. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So Florida State fans, they're a little, you know, their feelings are, their hearts are on their sleeves right now. They're an emotional lot of people right now that try to, you know, some of them think they're really smart and really think they can just talk down to you and think you're too stupid to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had a couple of personal conversations with a couple of those over the past 4 or 5 days that, you know, they think their football IQ is higher than anyone else's. And, you know, it was a conspiracy and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, you just got beat 63-3. So get over it. You lost. Your players didn't show up and play. Georgia showed up and play, which means they have a better culture than you do, Florida State. Deal with it. Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Okay. Yep.
Way to roll to Texas in a New Year's Six bowl game. Way to go to the Cotton Bowl Classic. Load up, go down there, and get fired up. Friday night primetime game. And what do? You score three freaking points. Three! You're the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Florida State, Ohio State would have been a better game.
You lose. You get beat by Missouri 14-3. What a fantastic year by the Missouri Tigers, by the way.
Would you have rather seen Georgia, Florida State or a rematch of Georgia, Missouri?
Georgia, Missouri.
Okay.
I think that would have been a great football game.
Okay. Just curious. Because remember, Missouri almost beat Georgia.
Missouri's championship tough this year. I don't know where they're going to be next year, but they've hit the portal pretty hard.
Okay.
They've got some players coming in, some top five-star high school talent, and they got some good portal players. Missouri's not going anywhere. They're going to be good. Ohio State, Ryan Day, are you looking in the mirror? You coach one of them Jason Bishop-type football teams. You're finesse. You think about finesse. We're going to out-athlete. We're going to throw bombs. We're going to light up the scoreboard. And when you run up against somebody that will bust you right in the mouth, you lay down. Ryan Day is your kind of football coach.
Because hasn't he won a national championship?
Huh?
Hasn't he won a national title?
No, he hasn't.
Hasn't he been there?
He can't beat Michigan now.
He went to the college football playoff just last year.
He can't beat Michigan.
Had Georgia on the ropes.
He lost.
I mean, Ryan Day wouldn't be my first choice as a head football coach, but I mean, gosh, he'd be in my top 20.
You got the best receiver in college football. You got, outside of Georgia and Alabama, you got the most talented roster in the country. And you can't even win the Big Ten anymore because Michigan outcoaches you every year.
Didn't you really expect bigger things from Marvin Harrison Jr. this year?
Well, he didn't have C.J. Stroud throwing him the football.
That's fair. That's fair. So,
but he still had a great year. But he won the Biletnikoff Award just based off of his name because the kid from Washington deserved it.
Agreed.
Yeah, so that you know, there's a lot of politics involved in these awards.
Jermaine Burton felt like he deserved it.
Yeah, Jermaine, he looked good on that when they reeled him off the field. He wasn't even on the field at crunch time on the 4th-and-3 play because he limped off the field. Number two on the butthurt list, the Texas Longhorns. They had Patsy Matthew McConaughey and had all the big, you know, burn arms. We're back, Vince Young roaming the sidelines. And you had a chance to beat Washington at the end of the game, and you couldn't get it done. Texas, you are who we thought you were. You are a Big 12 team, and when it matters the most, you can't play defense. That's not going to work on July the 1st, brother. You're going to have to come in here and play some good team defense, or you're going to be in the middle of the pack in the SEC.
Both of the one-loss teams that got in over Florida State went out in the first round, just throwing that out there.
Sure did. They sure did in number one on the butthurt. Listen, they earned it because the way they act.
And you're putting Florida State again?
The way they act after they lose is just second to none. It's the Alabama. Crimson Tide.
Oh my gosh, have you listened to Paul Feinbaum this week?
Yes.
Holy cow.
How many death threats did the center from Alabama get after that game?
So many that he's got to transfer to another school.
He hit the portal because he was getting death threats from the Walmart Alabama fan base.
The Walmart. Well, it's basically the whole fan base.
It was a good, solid portion of it. Alabama
fans shop at Walmart.
Alabama, they're the worst when they're winning, and they're definitely the worst when they're losing their fan base. They'll throw anybody under the bus, any opportunity they can. All they have in that whole entire state is Alabama football.
There's Auburn football.
Well, and Hughes getting that thing rolling at Auburn. It won't be long before Hugh Freeze is going to force Nick Saban into retirement. I'm calling that right
now. Wow.
Going to send him out the pasture.
That might be the smartest thing you've ever said on the show.
Going to send him out the pasture. It's coming within the next 2 years.
Wow. You just blew all the Branchians' minds. They're not capable
Freeze
of keeping up with that. Hugh
Freeze is going to put Nick Saban out the pasture.
That is impressive.
So you have the butt hurtless. Alabama fans are the worst when they lose. Death threats. Domestic violence goes through the roof. TVs are broken. They're the worst, dude. They poison and kill trees. They're the worst when they lose. And when, death threats. Fourth and three. You got a chance to extend the game. And you're telling me you're paying an offensive coordinator millions of dollars a year to game plan. And the best you can do on fourth and three is take a shotgun snap and your quarterback runs it up the center's left butt cheek.
Which makes zero sense. On fourth and three, and you line your quarterback up in the shotgun, now he's got 6 yards to go instead of three.
And he ran right, and then his right tackle blew up right into him on the play. So he ran into his right tackle's leg on the way back.
I'd have run a bootleg there.
The play was set up to work. He had a running back in the flat. Sprinting out in the flat, dump it to him. You had two wide receivers on two defenders. They block. You find a hole, and you run to the end zone.
Didn't work there.
Didn't work. Didn't even throw the ball and wanted to blame it on the low snap. Come on, man. That's Alabama fans for you. They're going to scapegoat somebody. There you have it. Butt hurt list. Number five, Penn State. Four, Florida State. Three, Ohio State. Two, Texas. And number one, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide, baby!
Roll Tide!
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog Friendly Lumber and Hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
In the break, we were having a Justin Fields conversation, which I think we'll repeat for our on-air listeners, for those folks that listen to us across the state of Georgia on the radio, or for those folks that go to the southernsportsedition.com and listen to our well, it's the same show. It's not really a podcast, but you listen to it from our website at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Hey, by the way, Kip, we need to get to this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway, goldencoastgolfcarts.com.
So I just want to go ahead and throw this out there. Before we jump into the Justin Fields conversation, I want to touch base in this conversation, which is, for those folks that don't listen to our show that much, You haven't heard me talk about this, but for those folks that listen religiously, thank you for listening. And this, you've heard this before. I'm a proponent of the old BCS. I would rather a computer, which does my formula, by the way, a computer spit out stats and tell me statistically who should be playing for national championship than a room full of people who are corruptible tell us who they think should be human error in a national championship game. I'd rather do it with a computer. This is one of those years where the BCS
would have been right.
We'd have had Washington, right, and we'd have had Michigan. Florida State wouldn't have gotten in because of strength of schedule, and we don't need the college football playoff this year. And that's the other thing. Florida State fans, here's your gripe. The two teams that got in ahead of you with one loss both lost in the first round of the college football playoff. So thus, you got a little bit of a gripe about maybe you should have been there over them. But then, you know.
I saw an article where Greg Sankey had told Georgia and Alabama after the SEC championship game not to be vocal if both teams got left out of the college football playoff.
Interesting. Put the breadcrumbs down for me.
I mean, that was going to be the stance. If the SEC did not get in the playoff, then he didn't want to hear, you know, wailing and gnashing of teeth and things like that by the two teams that got left out, Georgia and Alabama. You know.
Okay.
So
the leadership from the SEC said, if we don't make it, I don't want to hear a bunch of complaining.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't hear anything from the commissioner of the ACC about anything.
No, you didn't, but maybe you should have.
Maybe you should have. And so the fact of the matter is, and this is my opinion, I have nothing to back it up. The committee sat in there, half of which doesn't have any football background, okay? 13 people sat in a room, and I really believe this, Texas and Alabama was the dream matchup for this committee for a national championship game.
Okay.
They wanted that matchup. The game's going to be played in Houston on Monday night. That was the dream scenario for the committee to have, have Alabama and Texas play for the national championship. They set it up so it could happen. They thought Alabama would take care of Michigan, and they thought Texas would take care of Washington, and they'd have their matchup. And then they could sit in the back room and drink beer and smoke cigars and say, hey, man, we got it right. But they didn't get it right because they didn't get their desired matchup they wanted.
At the end of the day, the Georgia Bulldogs were better than – no argument here. You know, they were better than Florida State. They proved that. They were better than Texas. And, you know, Alabama beat them head-to-head, but I'm here to tell you, if that version of the Georgia Bulldogs and that version of the Alabama Crimson Tide play 10 times, Georgia wins 7 of those games. But Alabama won the one that mattered.
They did.
But at the end of the day, for sure, Georgia was better than Florida State. For sure, Georgia's better than Texas. And, you know, Alabama. And, you know, that's another thing. Alabama's got Georgia's number. I gave you a whole bunch of stats before we went into the New Year's break and the Christmas break about how Alabama owned Georgia. And that's true. They do.
Yeah. I mean, Alabama owns everybody in the SEC historically.
I mean, Georgia's got two national championships in which they only had, you know, 3 years basically without losing the game where they only had to beat Alabama one time, and that's all they did was one time.
I mean, Alabama couldn't get there in 2022, got in the playoff in 2023, and lost. So, hey, Georgia, nothing to take away from Georgia. I do think there was some Georgia fatigue out there with the national media.
So what?
I mean, but I do think that was prevalent. But Georgia, at the end of the day, possibly the best thing that could have happened to the program was had to deal with a little adversity, and Kirby reset the dynamic in Athens the way he's doing in the portal with the recruiting class with Carson Beck coming back. Georgia's got to be one of the odds-on favorites to win a title next year.
And Michigan fans, don't be shocked when, after that college football playoff championship game is played, win or lose, don't be shocked when on Wednesday or Thursday, certainly by Friday, it's announced that Jim Harbaugh has accepted the Chargers job or the Raiders job. Don't be stunned, because that's coming.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Because the NCAA's setting up office space in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They've already bought office space. They have a date with the NCAA, so you better cash in on this opportunity now, but because the NCAA is just around the corner.
So before we get too deep and just lose this whole segment, you had mentioned in the break, so I'm not going to steal your thunder here, about the Chicago Bears, the number one draft pick, and you know, you asked me in the break what I thought they would do, and I said, oh, for sure, they're going to draft a quarterback and reset the quarterback clock. And then you came up with, well, you know, I've heard this, but you know, you made some sense when you were talking to me in the break. So not to steal your thunder, I hand the ball to you.
If the Bears are intent and they'll shop around that number one pick, because it's guaranteed that they're going to have it now with the situation the Carolina Panthers are in, the Bears have the number one pick locked up. Rumors have it that they might move on from Justin Fields. If that is the case, the Atlanta Falcons need to get a package together and try to go get Justin Fields, because he's the missing piece for that franchise to possibly be a solid playoff team.
Missing piece for a playoff team,
yeah.
Justin Fields. Okay.
Then right. Once you get playoffs, then you can start building towards a Super Bowl. But if Justin Fields was the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons in 2023, the Atlanta Falcons would clinch the NFC South by now. They'd win that division hands down.
Okay, so I've got to ask these questions, Kip.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in Justin Fields as much as you do. So the first question.
You believe in Desmond Ridder?
No.
Taylor Heineke?
No, I never believed in either one of those guys.
Okay,
so my question to you about Justin Fields is, what do you think is going to be different in Atlanta than there was in Chicago, where he didn't succeed in Chicago?
First of all, Kyle Pitts has the potential to be a top three or four tight end in the NFL. Drake London has the potential to be a top-tier wide receiver.
But he had a top-tier wide receiver in DJ Moore. He had a really good tight end in Kmet in Chicago.
Not Kyle Pitts' potential. I think the Falcons.
I'm just really struggling with
Falcons
this.
Defense is, I think the Falcons have a good enough defense to be a playoff team. They've got a good, they run the football. They've got two solid running backs.
I'll give you that.
Got two good running backs. They got good wide receivers. They got a good tight end. The only thing the Falcons are missing is a quarterback.
They have better running backs than they had with the Bears for Justin Fields. That's for sure. I'll give you that. Better running backs. But Chicago had, you know, a better wide receiver, decent tight end, and the offensive line wasn't horrid. You know, it was good. It should have been good enough for us to see some strides from Justin Fields, and you know, we just haven't seen that. We've seen some glimpses, right? I mean, we have, especially at the end of last season, he really played well. But then, like, he got in, and they said, "Well, you know, we don't want you to run as much. We want you to read the defense and throw the football." And to this point, he hasn't excelled at that.
He's had some flashes this year. Plus, he's missed three or four games because I had him on my fantasy team because his offensive line is horrible. And
this is where this is coming from.
He had a dislocated
fantasy bias.
No, I'm just saying Justin Fields, if he was the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, with the pieces they have in place right now today, the Atlanta Falcons would be clinched at NFC South right now.
Before we go to break, you said something in the last break that just stunned me. So I ask you the question, and we'll go on. If Atlanta is interested in Justin Fields, what do the Falcons give up to get Justin Fields?
One, maybe two first-round picks.
Holy cow.
That's why you don't know football.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2023 has come and gone, and we all look forward to a great 2024. Cunningham Jewelers would like to say thank you to all of our valued friends and customers that made 2023 a banner year. We wish you all a great and prosperous 2024. We look forward to seeing you again and helping you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Yeah, Kip said it last segment. Two number ones for Justin Fields. If the Atlanta Falcons are interested, Kip feels like that Justin Fields is worth two first-round picks. By the way, before we jump into this, two things we have to do. First thing is, I just said this to Kip during the break, after all of the investment, all of the time, all of the planning, all of the effort that the WWE has put into Cody Rhodes and setting up this Cody versus Roman rematch at WrestleMania, The Rock comes out Monday night, haven't seen him in forever, and he challenges Roman Reigns, which pretty much means you're going to have Rock Roman at WrestleMania 40, and Cody is going to be left in the lurch after all of that the WWE put into him.
Which means The Rock doesn't have any movies in production right now.
That's exactly what it means. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Two first-round picks for Justin Fields. That's this guy, Branchians, that are talking about that. A guy that has won maybe 10 or 12 football games in his career in 3 years.
This year.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Bears are a horrible franchise.
Okay, I'll give you 15. I'll give you 15.
Bears are a horrible franchise, man.
So the NFL playoff picture, you got Baltimore who sewed up the number one seed in the AFC. So they'll get the first round bye, and it looks like San Francisco, they've sewn that up as well in the NFC. So I guess, you know, the favorites, the two number one seeds, Baltimore and San Francisco, to meet in the Super Bowl. And I think that was a Super Bowl not very long ago when Kaepernick was there in San Francisco.
Yeah, and they had a regular season game just a couple of weeks ago in San Francisco that the Ravens won handily.
Wasn't that the year that Flacco won the Super Bowl with the Ravens? Wasn't Flacco their quarterback?
Flacco was their quarterback.
And parlayed that into a monster contract that he never played up to.
The Cleveland Browns with Joe Flacco at quarterback, they're a dangerous team
in
the playoffs.
They look good, don't they?
The Buffalo Bills are a dangerous team in the AFC playoffs.
Let me ask you a question about the AFC.
All right.
Because I look at the teams that are right now in the mix and getting into the playoffs and where they sit right now, the teams that are currently in right now, and I only see one team that I don't think is capable of winning the Super Bowl. One. That's Indianapolis. I think everybody else can win it.
Let's see. I don't think the Packers can win it.
I said the AFC.
Oh, the AFC. I don't think the Colts can win the Super Bowl. I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars can win the Super Bowl.
Disagree with that.
Dude, they've nosedived down the stretch. Trevor Lawrence is hurt.
Well, if Trevor's healthy.
Calvin Ridley, where's he been all year?
He killed me in fantasy.
Yeah, he killed me on two teams.
I mean, where's he been? Me in fantasy. So on the NFC side, the teams that I think are capable of winning a Super Bowl, definitely San Francisco, definitely Philadelphia, the Lions and the Cowboys, and that's it. I don't think the Packers are good enough. I don't think the Rams are good enough, and I don't think the Bucks are good enough.
The Bucks are getting beat up. The Packers are going to get beat up by somebody. The Lions could be a dangerous team. Because they're physical and can run the ball in January. If you can run the ball in January, you got a chance in the playoffs. Philadelphia right now is not playing very well.
You were telling me that you didn't even think Jacksonville was going to get into the to win the division, get into the playoffs.
Is Trevor Lawrence playing this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
If Trevor Lawrence does not play, they are not beating the Tennessee Titans on Sunday.
Give me a dark horse, Kip. A team that's not the number one seed, that if the number one seed doesn't represent their conference, who do you think is the most next likely candidate?
In each conference?
Yeah, each conference.
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Not the Miami Dolphins, because they don't play. They've had injuries kill them on defense, and they don't stop. They can't win on the road. The Cleveland Browns have a championship defense, and they're playing good football right now. In the NFC?
I asked you to pick one. You threw two out there.
I say the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, and in the NFC?
The Detroit Lions.
And you are a Lions fan.
Well, the Lions are a good football team.
Okay.
And they're built for they're built for January.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. So over in the AFC, if the Ravens are not the team to make the Super Bowl, this is going to sound cliche, and maybe it's the obvious answer, but to me it's the Kansas City Chiefs. They still have Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback on the planet. So as long as he's healthy, I like their chances better than anybody other than the Ravens.
Kansas City's problem this year, dropped passes. I saw a stat where they lead the NFL in 40 or something dropped footballs this year.
Yeah, and the kid they've got, the Rashee Rice kid, he's going to be a stud once he corrects that, and he's dropped some passes as well.
Kansas City plays good. Kansas City's strength in 2023 is their defense.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not known for that. I guarantee you Kansas City will go out in the draft and get themselves a top-notch receiver.
They're going to have to get one.
Yeah. Over in the NFC, you know, Kip, here it comes. This is what I asked you if you were ready for. You picked the Lions.
I said they're dangerous.
If the 49ers don't make the Super Bowl, in my opinion, the next best candidate, the team that does make the Super Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Dallas or Detroit. If the 49ers fold, I think Dallas or Detroit will represent the NFC.
Give me your Super Bowl pick on our way out.
San Francisco and the Buffalo Bills.
Niners, Bills. All right. I'm going to go the Browns or the Chiefs versus the 49ers or the Cowboys,
this
or maybe the Eagles. I like
the
Eagles too.
Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some big news from around South Georgia. Former Auburn Tiger defensive back and Frederick Academy standout Jalen Simpson has declared for the NFL draft. Former Brunswick High Pirate linebacker Devin Smith committed to Kentucky on National Signing Day. Camden County Wildcat Nigel Cooper committed to Appalachian State. And Camden Wildcat Jamarly Riddle signed with East Carolina. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. All your local sports teams in one place, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia.
and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.